From KERA in Dallas, this is Think. I'm Chris Boyd, speaking today with Barbara Pierce Bush, who, along with her twin sister Jenna Bush Hager, is author of a new book called Sisters First, Stories from Our Wild and Wonderful Life. So your grandfather was already vice president when you were born. What did your family do to keep you and Jenna from growing up thinking you were special simply because your last name was Bush?
Yeah. Well, so much, and yet I don't think it was intentional. When we were born, he was vice president. He became president when we were seven. And we were living in Midland, Texas until then, and actually lived much closer to my mom's parents. And then on holidays, we would go see my grandparents in D.C. And my grandfather is so humble that I thought that everybody's grandfather was president. And I write about this. I found my journal from when I was seven. We went to my grandfather's inauguration in D.C., and it was so fun for seven-year-olds. There are parades, and there's glitter, and there's balloons, and, you know, everything magical. And I remember leaving and being so excited because I thought I was about to go to all these other inaugurations. I thought all my friends' grandfathers were about to get inaugurated. And I found my journal. I'm so excited. I go to school. I talk to my best friend, Catherine Oliver, and I asked her when her grandfather's inauguration was and was quickly disappointed in realizing that that was the only one I was going to. But so much of that, I think, is because my grandfather is so humble that he acted in no way like he had a role that was different than anybody else's.
He also wrote right after your father's inauguration that he was struck watching you and your sister in your sort of grown-up high heels.
Yeah.
You were 19 at the time, worrying about the effect on you of being exposed to so much. I was able to interview your father right before he won the presidency, and I remember it was a 45-minute interview, and the thing that sticks in my head is when he said, "I worry about my little girls." Did they ask if you cared if he ran for president?
They did. My parents sat us down, or my dad really sat us down, to tell us that he was thinking of running. And we did not react very well. We both burst into tears when he told us, actually. I think we just didn't know what it meant for us is the main thing. You know, there's so much uncertainty in what that will mean. Something that's interesting is, of course, my dad had been the child of a president. I think what he struggled with that was the same thing that we struggled with was loving someone so deeply and knowing them so deeply. And so you feel it's hard to not feel hurt by any criticisms of them.
Well, you write about walking on the Yale campus. You were a freshman and seeing, you know, it's a place where people are exploring politics, and
yeah,
you would see anti-Bush posters. And to you, it was like, oh, there's an anti-dad poster.
Yes. So I went away to Yale. My dad happened to be running for president that same year. And so it was a very different experience for me to make friends during an election year. And luckily, I made amazing friends that were terribly protective of me in the best way possible. But Yale is a really political campus, and it's a pretty liberal campus. I might have been the only person that voted for my dad. I don't know, but there probably weren't that many people. And so it definitely took an adjustment for me to realize that signs or protests or posters against my dad, they were at the person that I knew, but I knew him in a different way. And I definitely developed a much thicker skin quickly, because I needed to see that, of course, that was someone's opinion that was targeted at a person that represented ideas that they didn't necessarily agree with, but not at, to me, it cuts so much more close to home in terms of loving someone and figuring out how to separate the two so that it didn't affect me in the way that it did the first time experiencing it, really.
Did you learn a trick for sort of compartmentalizing that?
I guess I must have learned to compartmentalize looking back on it. Not a trick. If there was a trick, it would have been great if I knew it. But I think I just became more comfortable in feeling grounded and knowing the person that I know so well and love and what he means for me. And I will never think at the time, and still, I don't see my dad, of course, as president, or at that time, I didn't see him as a candidate. I saw him as my dad, and just being okay with that, knowing that I will always see him first as my dad.
If you'd like to hear this whole conversation, check out the Think podcast. Simply look for Think in the Explore section of NPR One or use search to find it. You can also subscribe at think.kera.org or wherever you get your podcasts.